The excerpt of Peter Jackson's Lord of the Rings, The Two Towers, starts with Galadriel, the Lady of Light, talking in Elvish, having visions. In a series of lap dissolves, we zoom out of her face, zoom in on Elrond's face, then see different places of the world and the current state of Lord of the Rings' story. Elrond, who hears Galadriel's voice because of her telepathic powers, listens as she reveals her ominous prophecy. In a voiceover sequence, we follow her pessimistic predictions. We see the Eye of Sauron turn towards the last free kingdom of men, Gondor. We see Saruman and his massive army in Isengard. Galadriel probably smothers the audience's hopes by telling us about Frodo, whose burden is set to grow more and more because his ring gains power and he is likely to corrupt the men surrounding Frodo. Sauron is a symbol of industrialization. He is always surrounded by a hot darkness, shapeless workers, fire, steel, lava, and could be seen as an infernal metaphor of a Seor's tower. Saruman's army is also a pejorative representation of industrialization. He burned an entire forest to make his metallic and upgraded army, and the Ents, big talking ancient trees, get angry and attack Saruman in the next movie. They represent the forest and the pain that Tolkien probably feels, and he's not the only one. Hobbits and elves represent the world that we should be fighting for. Tolkien is against industrialization. Hobbits are simple beings without problems. They don't need nor understand adventure, war, or action. They live in tradition. Elves, on the other hand, are a wise, mysterious, and immortal species. They know about almost everything, and that is the reason why they live a humble, pastoral life, similarly to the hobbits. In a way, Tolkien tells us that not being interested in progress is just as good as, if not better, than knowing all there is to know about it. He believes the planet should be left alone for once.